Hello, am I on? Wow, already getting requests from the audience. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Woo, I like that. At this time, could everybody please take a moment, check out your cell phones, make sure that you have them on silent or vibrate, so that way as people are talking and things are going on, you don't make a disturbance in the room, because we need to make enough of our own disturbance tonight. Welcome to the Wednesday Night Forum, hosted by the Tuesday Night Spiritual Development Group. Everybody, we first and foremost want to explain to if anybody doesn't know what we're doing up here. Every year, Millie hosts two evenings of spiritual development classes, Tuesday and a Thursday night. Last week, Thursday night, ran the forum on Wednesday night. It was their celebration. It's a year-end celebration. For all the joy and the souls and the spirits and the love that we've all shared. And we like to give this night off to Millie because she's given so much to us that basically that group of lovely people over there and some of the stunt doubles in the crowd that occasionally would appear on our Tuesday night group are here to help us celebrate. So we welcome you tonight. My name is Bill, and I will be trying to get us through this evening. And my classmates are all over there. And, of course, we know the lovely Millie. The theme of tonight's party or celebration is God Use Me. And, you know, what more can you say about that? I think my fondest memory of Millie will be every single time she ends a prayer at the end of the night is, God, use me more and more and more and more. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Every single night I've been with that woman. Other than when her husband's been around. It's just a joke. God use me more and more and more. And it's, hey, hi, Laura. I haven't seen you in a long time. It's just a beautiful thought. That should be the expression. And like I said, if Millie has emblazoned one thing into my soul, and it's a prayer that I say every day and multiple times a day, because as she says, you're always talking to God within your soul. And if you're saying, God, use me, that indicates a very strong love relationship is going on. Because you would never ask God to use you if you didn't love God. And that means you know that you're the love of God. And as Millie says, you're all bubbles of God, all in this squeaky tub together. So enjoy the evening with us as we celebrate our class with you and share the experience and love of our beloved Millie. And we like to always open up the forum with the prayer of St. Francis. So if we could all rise, and you'll find that on page 23 of your hymnal, and I'll ask Louise to come up and help lead that song. And then after that song, Louise and her quartet of minions will lead us in a few other songs tonight. And so when we're ready.
It is important that we are modern.
I'd like to start us off with a healing prayer, if you'd like to just close your eyes. Dearest Lord, our Father in heaven, let us give thanks for this opportunity to lift the vibration with song and to feel your unconditional love blanketing us all. We pray, Lord, that you will use us to be an open channel for your love and healing. Please bless all who have come along today, and especially bless our beloved Reverend Millie in the area of need. In your name, Lord, we pray with uplifted hearts and souls and with eternal gratitude. Amen.
She loves to be introduced. It's Louise and Kelsey's and Trish.
And so we're going to do number 93 first. actually. 45, no? Are we doing 30? 30? They're on the wrong side. Sorry, guys. Number 30.
You know, one of the great things that I really love about the people in this church is that there's so many talented people. They bring a lot of gifts when they walk in here, just the joy, the sunshine, their love, their singing, and their laughter, above all things. We don't take ourselves very seriously here. We're serious about God, but we're serious about having fun. And speaking of talented people, tonight we have two people who... Oh, you looked at me surprised. There's been a time slot change. They were trying to work them in between the evening show, the dinner show, and the evening show. The cruise ship is leaving tonight at about 10:30. Diane and Gilbert are here to share one of two special songs for us this evening. So let's put it together. They really came a long ways.
Thank you. so she's so shocked.
I was shocked.
Do you want to use that mic?
I'll just move over a little bit. All right.
And then Diane, push the microphone down.
Okay.
And that's what Kimberly does.
All right. I don't know. I think it's going to work. All right.
Okay. The other one then, whatever.
Sorry. Day by day, oh dear Lord, these things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day.
Day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow you more nearly, day by day.
Day by day,
sing.
Day by day, oh dear Lord,
these things I pray,
to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Day by day, oh dear Lord, these things I pray, I see more clearly, love thee more dearly, day by day. Day by day, oh dear Lord, these things I pray, to see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly. See you more clearly, love thee more dearly, Lord. See thee more clearly, Lord. Love thee more dearly, follow me more dearly, day by day.
We don't let technology stop us. Woo! I thought I was in a Black Baptist revival there for a few minutes. That was so beautiful the way you guys were really bringing it home. Woo! He's still my heart. You guys just brought it home. Anyway, tonight we have a few people going to get up and share a few of their thoughts and words about what their experiences meant to them this year, or maybe they'll talk about other things. I don't know. First speaker is our lovely Penny, also known as the Butterfly Whisperer.
Hi, everybody. Welcome, and thank you for coming. Really, really appreciate it. So I've been in Millie's class. I started 27 years ago. You do believe it? You know how I know? My daughter Mary is turning 25 in a couple weeks. And I was in class for 2 years. And then I was in the middle of circle when I was like out to here. And it was like awesome. When I first started coming to class, or actually first started coming to this church, everybody was so happy and talking about class. And I'm like, wow, you know, I want some of that, you know. So I started going to class, and it's so neat. This church family is, that's really where a lot of it starts, is in Millie's classes. You start to get to know people here. It's just really, really beautiful. And I would always bring my book and call it Millie's Spiritual Awareness Class. So, and now we I call it the Spiritual Development Class and or slash circle too. And gosh, I have grown so much. I mean, when I first came here to Millie's classes, I was living in a recovery home with six other women. I was totally broke. I mean, I remember going 3 weeks, didn't have $10 to put in for her class. After that 3 weeks, I put in $30, you know. And I remember being in circle one time, and every pocket at the end of circle had money in it. Roger, who donated this piano, was in class, gave me a $100 bill. I mean, they really, really, everybody goes their extra mile to help out everybody else. I mean, Stan has been in the beginning with me. He's Tuesday night class. Everybody, you know, Tuesday night class. This has been wonderful. One of my first circles, my father came. Stan might not remember this, that he even said that, oh, I see plaid pants. Is this called evidential mediumship? Well, my father was a pants salesman. And so that was really cool. And then even last night, at last circle, my mother came. And he saw things, evidential proof for me, which is really neat. You know, it's not a mediumship class, but that's what happens, is we get development because it's spiritual awareness. And, you know, over the years, different people come, different people go. And, oh, my goodness, I even became a reverend in the church over the time. And you know, Millie saw me grow my own business. She's been my spiritual mother. And because the first circle with my dad, I was so excited. I called my own mom, was so excited about it. And she said, leave, run, it's a cult. And so I just knew to not talk about it with her because she just doesn't understand. It's like a lot of things with my husband. I don't talk about it with him because he just doesn't understand. So that's okay. But I found like-minded people who understand. We get each other. And it's really neat. We can get our spiritual development. And you do develop over time and sitting in the same space over and over again. And they call it circles, development circles. And I mean, I was in circle for 10 years and Yolanda was in our class, and I turned to her, Yolanda, I said, you know what, Yolanda, this is kind of like a seance. And I'm like, and she's like, you think? And I'm like, and I said, only what I always thought about with a seance, it's different because it's the group participates. It's like Millie's the facilitator, but we would see different things and then just blurt it out and learn how to develop. And so you develop your attunement that way. You develop your, you know, they don't like the word psychic, but you do. We're all born psychic. You know, you develop that intuition. I like to call it the intuition is what you really develop through the class. It's just absolutely beautiful. And one of the years I'm sorry about to say this, Millie, but I felt it was almost like flat in a way, and the energy. And so I said to the universe, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have people that are like really talented, like mediumship, and really the really good ones to come into our church? And then Bill showed up. Right? Bill showed up in that wave of people, right? And then like, he is amazing. And then I saw Stan is just like, he has gone, like the thing, like this development is like really developing your third eye. And it's like open. And it's just watching our whole group grow. And it's just amazing. And not only that, the love grows from Millie. I mean, oh my God, I've held her hand you know, calling her. And I've noticed that, you know, because she's been, what do they call it, pastor emeritus now? I love it. It's just, you're always my pastor, right? So a lot of people would call Millie to, like, you know, this woe and that woe and, you know, and all that. But a lot of times I'd like to call up Millie and just tell her all these good and God stories, you know, and just be uplifting. And it's kind of, you know, fun. And she's the one that started the God stories. Oh, my God. And then also, if you know me, I like to talk about the law of attraction a lot. Only because before I even knew about it, that it was a thing, it just would happen over and over and over and over again. But Millie would say over and over again, you know, what is it? That which is likened to itself is drawn. It's like, what the heck does that mean? You know, but it would be proven over and over again by watch your thoughts, watch your words, watch your actions. Boom, there we go. The law of attraction, you know, and that's it. It is just simple as that. And it's all about the love and all about the love and all about the love. Biggest lesson that I learned this year with Millie in this class, don't have any negative thoughts about anybody. If you do, turn it around and shine a light on them. Shine your light on them. Shine a good thought on them. That's the biggest thing that I learned from Millie. And, you know, and then if you just can't do it and turn away and then that's okay. You know, things just get, the thing is you never say that it can't get any better than this, because with Millie's class, it gets better and better and better. And more flowers from the garden come in. More and more bubbles just keep happening in our life. And it's just, I have learned so much over these years through Millie. I mean, she's my spiritual mama, and I'm sure she's everybody's spiritual mama that gets to know her, but she's so deep to me. It's just, I'm so honored to be a reverend in the same church that she's a reverend in. It's just like, wow, you know, and she's watched me grow, and she's watched my family grow, and she's watched everybody go through ups and downs and ups and downs, and she holds our finger and holds us and loves us, and just this love, 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 love. If you talk something negative about somebody, she won't have anything to do with it. She just, like, talks positive. And that's what I've learned from her, is the love. It's all about the love. And so I want to thank you so much for, what a gift. We all have such a gift. This is just, I love it. So thank you so much.
Hi, thank you for those really lovely thoughts. That's Penny on decaf. So... Thank you very much.
Why did I say that?
Now we have a really important member of our group coming up, the lovely Trish. She leads a very exciting life. She looks very quiet, but she's constantly gone and traveling, and she's on the professional race car circuit. So that is an awesome thing. She probably has more stories than we could possibly imagine from running around the world with her boys in the car racing circuit. Come on up, Trish.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So I'm going to a little bit different than Penny, but I've talked to you a couple of times. Millie has been kind enough to invite me to share my thoughts before, and I usually find that when I'm going to talk here at church, my thoughts come to me like in the middle of the night. I wake up 3:30 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, okay, now I know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know when I'm going to talk, but I know what I'm going to talk about. I get up, and everything I'm going to say also just comes to me. This time, it was a little bit more of a struggle. I had some thoughts that came and they go, and I just... Anyway, so last night, I finally, like, going, okay, something's got to come here. And so I just picked up my pen and paper, and I started writing. No idea what was going to come to me. But so here's anyway, what I got. So Bill just kind of told you, I do have a pretty amazing life, and I've been truly blessed. But these last couple of months have been a bit of an emotional struggle for me. My dad has cancer. And now I'm faced with the reality of the fact that he's dying. And he's declined treatment, and so we're really not sure how long he's got. But the doctors won't come out and say, but he's in hospice, so we know it's probably not going to be all that long. But I did want to give you just a little bit of background. So my dad, love him to death, but we're not what you'd really call close. He's not a touchy-feely kind of guy. I am. but he's not. And he's never actually told me he loves me. I know he does, but he's never said it. He's just not comfortable saying words. He's not even comfortable, like, with hugs. So, honestly, second to last visit in early May was the first time in my life that he actually hugged me back. So you're probably wondering how this story has to do with our theme of God Use Me, right? So I'm getting there. So here's the thing. So I've come to realize that through Millie's classes and through these spiritual development classes and some of the other things that I'm trying to do to advance my spiritual growth, I've put myself in a position to help my dad be more at peace with the fact that he's dying. I've been able to, because of Millie's classes and what I've learned, take myself out of the equation and let God use me to offer my dad comfort and the insight and the knowledge that I've gained here at this church to help him. I've been completely open with my dad. And keep in mind, my dad is, you know, he's 91, he's German, he's... So open is not a good term that I would use to describe him. But I've been really, the last couple of months since he's been diagnosed, I've been very open with him about my beliefs and my experiences, about communicating with my loved ones who've passed and are on the other side, through the mediumship that I've been able to tap into since I've been here. I can see he's skeptical, but I can also see that my utter conviction that there is more to this human experience, that's beyond this human experience, that's comforted him. Okay, we've talked about him finding Millie after he passes. We've even come up with a code word. So that when he comes and Millie tells me it, I'll know it's him. So he actually, and this is a big thing for him, he actually smiled at me when he told me his word. And he looked more relaxed than he has since his diagnosis, okay? So I even joked with him and said, you know, we're probably going to talk more after you're gone than we have when you were here. So dad, in addition to not being touchy-feely, isn't much of a talker. So the kind of the bottom line for my story about my dad is just to remind you all that we do have gifts that God has given us and that we should try to develop those gifts so that when he wants us to use them, we know how. So without the work that I've done here in this church and a little bit beyond, I wouldn't have had the tools necessary to deal with my dad's illness myself, much less have the tools to help him deal with it. I can't begin to thank Millie and everybody else here who's helped me become a better and more in tune person than I was when I stepped through those doors 2.5 years ago. I'm able to see things in a way I was never able to see them before. Now, I'm not saying that spiritual development classes are for everyone, okay? But they've had an amazing impact on my life, okay? I am so blessed to have discovered them. So I'm also taking Healing Touch classes, and I'm really excited about finding how much I love doing the energy healing, and I'm learning meditation practices, and I'm doing all kinds of fun stuff. But really what I'm trying to kind of say is whether you decide to check out the spiritual development classes here at FSC, or maybe you find a different type of class that just resonates with you, okay, you think might help you learn more about your God-given talents, you should at least take the time to think about your talents. We all have them, okay? So why not develop them so that when God calls on you to use those talents, you'll know how. So think about what you're drawn to, what gets you excited, okay? What brings a smile to your face? Then turn it around and think, what can you do to bring a smile to someone else's face? At the very least, Share your love with those around you, okay? God is love. Let him use you to share his love with the world. Thank you.
I'm just going to talk for a few minutes about spiritual development and for myself and what I observe in my group. So it's my turn to rat them all out to you. And as Millie would often say to us, and over a long period of time, it really sunk into my head and, more importantly, my heart, and into my cellular memory and my body. Spiritual development, when many people come here because they hear a message, they think that it's about being a medium or being a psychic. And Millie always says, it's not about that at all. We use a circle and we do circles. However, I found that to be the effect. But the effect is in the use of the gift of what Trish was talking about. And however that gift comes about, there has to be a cause behind that. And the cause behind that is always that you are the Holy Spirit within you. God within you is with you 100% of the time, all the time. And the part of your mind that is attached directly to the source, when you can stop the ego chatter, is the Holy Spirit. And so some people expect this booming voice or to be thumped on the head or the shaking. And sometimes they do that at first to get a hold of your attention. But it's your own voice inside your own head. It's your own voice that resonates inside of your own soul. And the spiritual development is the part that says, I need to slow down the chatter, because Millie always says, be alert, be alert. Well, what does that mean? She's kindly telling us to put everything else on the side, to know yourself well enough so that when something comes into your vibration, no matter what that may be, you can sense that something is happening in the moment. Does that always express to you that you got to run up and give a message to somebody? I would say 99.99999% of the time, absolutely not. Because your spirit 100% of the time. So you're going to be dealing with cashiers and students and spouses and friends and coworkers. And believe me, if you think that spiritual development is going out and giving a message to all those people, you're a raving lunatic. Seriously, because you're not living in the earth and God is not using you the way that he wants to touch everybody, because not everybody's ready to hear a message that way. But I tell you what, everybody is willing at some point or another to get a warm smile. Everybody is willing and needs a human touch. And especially in today's world, everybody needs love. And even if it's not accepted at first, that's them projecting. You have to keep on reflecting God's love. I will give you an example of this and how proud I am of this team over there. I'm not going to get into the specifics, but we had a very serious circle going on in which a lot of really emotional healing was going on the week before last. And in that moment, people were doing things that they could not have done at the beginning of the year. They weren't sitting there going, what am I getting? What am I getting? Raise the vibration. No! And, you know, let me see the color coming out of your mouth and all this. It was quiet. It was quiet. And everybody's ego was gone. And the only thing that was happening was a unanimous love connection to everybody in the room. And so many things happened that it touched everybody else, because we were all one. We were all flowing in the spirit. And in that moment, a message could be given, a hug could be given, love could be given, healing could be given, and so many other intangibles that as a group, we could not have done in September. And that was so much more important, because as a team, no one person, no one thing dominated in order to get their point across to figure out if they were right or how that was landing. The primary concern was the soul love for the recipient and the healing nature of that. And I say, that's success. That's culmination of spiritual development. That's what you come here for. That's what you live your life for. So that way you can just let yourself go and really hear that voice, which is usually not audible, but you know that you know because you're connected, and it becomes so much more a part of your life that when people or the world are projecting all these other things around you, you can reflect your nature, your spirit, and what you are developing within your own heart. So I would urge each one of you that even as you sit here with us right now, this is spiritual development. Because where else can you go and hear these types of words? Pretty much no place. So we all have to determine in our hearts and minds and what our thoughts are, what our words are, and what our actions are. And if you can just practice that daily, even like you'll forget about it most of the time, but when it just comes in your mind, stop, give pause. Somebody's knocking on the door of your heart. Pay attention to it. Ah, you're developing. You keep on doing that, and it's just crazy the amount of people that you're going to touch. And you will be a different person 1 year from now if you practice that. Pay attention to yourself. You're worth it. You are the very essence, the very life force, and the very expression of God on this planet walking in a carbon suit. It's up to you to realize how special you are and just take hold of that and just really appreciate yourself. That's not egotistical. If God loves you that much, you should pay attention to what God is saying, because he could do amazing things through you. And it just could only be through buying somebody a cup of coffee, saying a thank you, opening a door. Doesn't have to be hard. Christ fed people, sat with them, held their hand, cried with them. That's spiritual development. So that's what I got out of this year. Thanks. So comes this time in our services. Anybody new here for the first time? Woo! So we got some angel pins up here for you. And then after that, that will qualify you to go outside and clean up the carriage house at the end of the evening. We'll know that you're part of the new cleanup crew. And Stan, are we going to do the announcements first? I'm a little confused. The announcements first or the offering? Okay, so now it comes time in that service to help support the church and the fellowship. And if you're new here for the first time, your presence is all that's welcome. If you want to give from your heart. If you just want to give with a smile, a prayer, thoughts, money, whatever you have to offer, it'd be really great. And I think Louise, well, who's going to do? Nope.
Penny's doing the prayer.
Oh, Penny's going to do our prayer. Okay. Penny, going to come up and do our prayer? Or when they receive the money. Okay. Thank you.
We don't have any music for the. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day. Woo!
Dear God in the angel kingdom, thank you so much for this beautiful offering, whether it be monetary or just a smile or a droplet of love for everybody. And please help this come back to whoever gave tenfold and help it to be used wisely and with love. Thank you so much. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Stan. I'm vice president of the church and been a 30-year member or longer of the Tuesday night class. Wow. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. But at that time, I'm just going to briefly go over a few announcements. So we do mention the class. The development classes will be on hold until October. So it starts October to May. So when that comes around, you know, we're not going to have Millie forever, so you want to get in there and learn. If you check in the foyer, we have listings of a lot of classes, and there's flyers. Over the summer, we're going to have a busy summer. Reverend Penny, oops, is having a class, and get her flyer on that. Reverend Jeff is going to have a class in July. Kimberly's planning classes. We have a lot going on. But one of the most important things that we have, and a lot of you have probably heard about it, but on the 14th, and 15th of June, Millie's been with the church 50 years. So we're celebrating her 50 years. So in that, on Friday, June 14th, from 5:30 to 7:30, we're having an ice cream social here. So bring the kids, come on out, anybody. You know, it's wonderful. Then on Saturday, June 15th, from 1 to 5, we're having a sit-down dinner luncheon at the Handlery Hotel. That you need to RSVP. I understand it's sold out. There may be tickets available. You'll need to email Kimberly on the website there if you want to get a ticket, if you didn't get one. But it's going to be full of surprises. Millie's going to be just amazed at who comes from where. And it's just a lot of good things. So we always have a lot of stuff going on in the church. Keep informed. And come and support us. Next Wednesday is Felice. He's going to be speaking, and he's an amazing speaker. Millie calls him her switchblade motorcycle guy. And then I guess on Sunday is David Bally, according to your things. So come and support those people and get your spiritual nourishment. And I want to thank you all for coming, but that's all I have. Birthdays, anybody had a birthday? No birthdays. Good. Okay. So then we're going into, we're going to have special music, right? Again? Huh? Yes? Great. Or are we doing the presentation?
You have presentation and special music.
All right, let's do it that way then. So you can get up and talk a minute.
Okay, I'm going to talk about something for a minute. Somebody give me a topic to talk about. I'm supposed to fill a minute here. What?
Rain?
Race? What? Come on, one. Somebody tell me something. Laughter. You ever feel like you don't want to laugh, and all of a sudden from deep inside of your soul, you just can't help it. It starts kind of quaking down in there, and it comes from a... Look at Raven. She's already starting to go off. She can't help herself. And I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that, but laughter truly comes from a deep place well within your soul, and it just kind of bubbles up, and before you know it, it's like a cat throwing up. There it is. And it just comes from a place that's deep. Oh, there it is. I guess time for Millie's gift. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Bill. This is a wonderful, wonderful expression. But, you know, none of this would be possible if it wasn't for our Reverend Millie. And this is just a small appreciation of our gratitude of showing her some things. And, we could present them to her or give her the thing. And because it's hard for her to get up and down. So this is a small gratitude of our class. And
We also want to recognize Barbara Schaefer because Barbara does her
Another flowers here. And those beautiful flowers, Eric was the one that put those together. He's an amazing florist. I wish we could give you the wealth that we feel in our hearts. But we are so grateful for you teaching us and everybody coming back. So thank you, Millie.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And now we're going to have our special music. Okay.
I'm just going to put this down here. Okay. I'm going to hold the mic this time. So this song is actually being dedicated to Millie. I don't think she hears that.
Millie, did you hear this?
This
song is dedicated to you.
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay. Unforgettable, that's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me, how the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way,
and forevermore. That's how you'll stay.
That's what, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Thank you. This is kind of an impromptu thing. We've acknowledged Millie, we've acknowledged the students and the guests and the new people and Barbara. And I want to acknowledge a special team member tonight, and that team member is Stan.
Okay, everybody, please stand up and give stand up. Stand up and give stand up. All right. You guys can sit down. The reason why I think Stan needs to be acknowledged publicly is there's always a backbone in an organization that is seldom seen, shows up all the time, opens the doors, closes the doors, comes in when nobody's here, does maintenance, sets things up, even cuts Millie's hair. Organizes stuff, is the most always concerned and worried, and never has a negative word to say, is always so positive. No matter what other people may be falling apart, he'll say, oh, well, you know, maybe they just had a bad day, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a specialness to you, Stan, that you have a heart, and you don't even like that I'm saying this to you right now.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to do it.
Neither did I. So this is my public message bearing. We really need to acknowledge you because you are truly a champion amongst all the people here.